This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The GST Council has approved rate rationalization with a focus on the common man, labor-intensive industries, farmers and agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that GST on common man and middle class items has been reduced from 18% or 12% to 5%. Ms. Sitharaman informed that the GST Council approved exemption of GST on all individual life insurance policies, whether term life, ULIP or endowment policies, all individual health insurance policies including family floater policies and policies for senior citizens and reinsurance thereof. She said this move aims to make insurance affordable for the common man and increase insurance coverage in the country. All these changes will come into effect from 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri.
These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor-intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions we have taken today. Health-related also will benefit. So the key drivers of economy have been given a prominence.
The finance minister further announced the reduction of GST from 12% to nil on 33 life-saving drugs and medicines and from 5% to nil on 3 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer, rare diseases and other severe chronic conditions. GST on all other drugs and medicines has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The GST on various medical apparatus and devices used for medical, surgical, dental or veterinary purposes or for physical and chemical analysis has also been reduced from 18% to 5%. The finance minister informed that items such as hair oil, toilet soap, soap bars, shampoos, toothbrushes, toothpaste, bicycles, tableware, kitchenware and other household articles will now have only 5% GST. She further said that GST on ultra-high temperature milk, chena and paneer has been reduced to zero from 5%, while all Indian breads will now see a nil rate. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that GST on food items such as namkeen, bhujia, sauces, pasta, instant noodles, chocolates, coffee, preserved meat, cornflakes, butter and ghee has been reduced from 12% or 18% to 5%. The minister added that the GST slab on items like air conditioning machines, televisions above 32 inches, all types of TVs, dishwashing machines, small cars and motorcycles has been lowered to 18% from 28%. She said that labor-intensive industries have given strong support, while farmers and the agriculture sector will also benefit from these decisions. The minister said GST on all agricultural equipment has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The finance minister further said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi set the tone for the next generation of tax reforms and ensured that people receive benefits at the earliest. The 56th meeting of the GST Council was held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of Finance Minister. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed next-generation reforms in GST announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government has decided to cut GST rates, which will benefit the common man, farmers, MSMEs, middle class, women and youth. He added that the government had prepared a detailed proposal for broad-based GST rate rationalization and process reforms aimed at ease of living. He mentioned that these reforms will ensure ease of doing business for all, especially small traders and businesses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with German Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India and Germany are celebrating 25 years of their strategic partnership. And with that, we end this news bulletin.